Innocent Mexican border state woman found buried in clandestine grave. By Cartel Chronicles on September 3, 2019. Ciudad Victoria, Tamaulipas, authorities are investigating the murder of a younger woman who went missing in late August, only to be found in a clandestine grave site with two other mutilated bodies. While the case indicates a cartel execution, the female is not believed to have any criminal ties. Tamaulipas authorities found the bodies last week in a low-income neighborhood in southern Ciudad Victoria after residents complained about rotting flesh odors. Forensic investigators found one grave site with trash bags and the remains of three corpses. The victims are described as a young woman and two men. Local residents say that days before the discovery of the bodies, they witnessed a white truck and a group of men entering the brushy area in question. Fearing they were cartel gunmen, the neighbors remained quiet. Law enforcement sources in Tamaulipas revealed the body of the female potentially matches a missing persons case from late August. Fanny Island Badillo Ramirez, a young woman who performed with a local band, went missing on August 22 with a male friend. The victim and her friend were not linked to any illegal activities or tied to organized crime. Authorities matched the missing girl's tattoos to the body in the clandestine grave. Ciudad Victoria is currently being fought over by the Cartel del Noreste, CDN, faction of Los Zetas and the Vieja Escuela Zetas. The old-school faction is currently allied with the Gulf Cartel. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales from Tamaulipas.